This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Tonight's blot is Masech Divamis Tess Amid Beis. There's something about Daf Tess in every Masech that I don't know what it is. But Daf Tess is always a whopper, and today's Amud is no exception. So, we are on Daf Tess Amid Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. Amar le Levi le Rebbe. Levi said to Rebbe. Levi is Rebbe's student. And Levi was a great Talmud. And Levi would often ask Rebbe questions. So Levi says to Rebbe, "My area de tani tesvav lisni tezayin." Why does the Mishnah say 15? It should say 16. 16 cases. Now, what is the 16th case? The 16th case presumably is Anusas Aviv. Anusas Aviv. Imoy Anusas Aviv. In other words, your mother who was a person's mother who was raped by the father. The father was Ma'anis, the woman, and produced a son. And this son is obviously the son of the man, is the son of the woman. And the woman then went ahead and married the son's brother, but from a different mother. Now, how is that possible? How could he marry the brother from a different mother? Let's see Rashi. Let's see the Gemara. Amar le Levi le Rebbe. My area de tani tesov lisni tezayin. Why does it say 15 cases? It should say 16. Amar le, so Rebbe had choice words for Levi. Kimaduma li, it seems to me, she'ein loy mayach bekarkadai. It appears to me that God has not granted you a brain in your skull. Now that's pretty strong language, because if someone doesn't have a brain in their skull, it would be very hard not only to learn Masechta Yevamos, but any Masechta. So Rebbe is basically saying, what are you talking about? Mai daitcha. What do you hold that there's a 16th case? Imai Anusas Aviv, his mother, the Anusa of your father. So what does this mean? Imai Anusas Aviv. So in other words, you have a case where your father was Ma'anis, a woman, and that woman produced you. Then your father had another a son from a different woman, and your father's Anusa married your father's son from a different wife. So the Anusa married Ben Balai. Rashi says, Shanasa Achiv Me Aviv Achri Chen. She married your brother from the father after. And then your brother died without children. And she falls before her son. So that's a 16th case. Now, if you remember, we had this case in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. It was a Machloikis Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Rebbe Yehuda holds Anusas Aviv is Aser. Rebbe Yehuda Darshan Zlo Yigale Knaf Aviv, Knaf Shara Aviv, don't marry. And the Rabbanon say it's mutter. So the reason why this case cannot be in the Mishnah, because imay anusas aviv plukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Your mother, the anusa of your father, is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. He uplukta loikamayri. We are not talking about machlokes, and meaning the Mishnah would not want to say that case because that case is not unanimously held as an erva. Because only Rabbi Yehuda holds it's an erva, but the Rabbanon holds it's not an erva, and the Mishnah is not listing cases that are subject to dispute. Says Rashi, "Beplukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon kedarminon leel," like we said on Daf Dalet. Rabbi Yehuda oiser ba'anusas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda asers the anusa of his father. Ul Rabbi Yehuda loy mishkachas la, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't find it. If she falls before her son to Yibam, Elel Rabbanon. We only find the case according to the Rabbanon. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Aser's Anusas Aviv. So if Rabbi Yehuda Aser's Anusas Aviv, in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have such a case. Because the only case is, again, sorry, I wasn't clear. Your father was ma'anis, a woman, and produced a child, and that's you. And now your brother from your father would have to marry this woman. So that for him, that's marrying Anusas Aviv. And he's not allowed to do that. So according to Rav Yehuda, he can't do this. So this is only possible according to the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah is not listing cases that are subject to dispute. Rabbanon hi uveplukta loy kamari. Says the Gemara, really? The Mishnayos of Yevamos do not talk about cases which are subject to machlokes v'loy. V'harei iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha depligi Rabbi Akiva v'rabbanon uketani. But what about the case of iser mitzvah and iser kedusha that Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon argue about? And it does say it. Now, what is iser mitzvah and what is iser kedusha? Iser mitzvah, we have on Dav Chaf in Perek Ketzad, we have the case of iser mitzvahs kol she'isurei iser erva loy chayletzes loy misya bemes. Anytime the iser is an iser erva, you don't do chalitza or yibam. But iser mitzvah, what is iser mitzvah? Kegoin shniyos midivrei soifrim. For example, we have isurei drabanan. It's called shniyos midivrei soifrim. On Daf Chaf Aleph. That's Isser Mitzvah. And Isser Kedusha is, let's say a Mamzeres falls to you, or a Nesina, which is only a Lav. So that we say, you do Chalitza and you don't do Yibam. You do Chalitza because the Isser is not strong enough to push off the Zika entirely. But you don't do Yibam because there's an Avera here. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and Rabbi Akiva says that all Chayvei Lavin, Rabbi Akiva's famous Shita is Chayvei Lavin, are like Chayvei Krisos, and they're Yibum busters. Because Rabbi Akiva says, what is a Mamzer? Any relationship which is prohibited by a Lav. Rabbi Akiva holds there is Mamzeros from Chayvei Lavin. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayvei Lavin are enough to pater you from Chalitza. And yet the Mishnah discusses this case, even though it's subject to dispute. So the Gemara says, hold your horses. When we say that the Mishnayos don't discuss dispute, what that means is they don't discuss, the Mishnayos of our Perek doesn't discuss dispute. But the other Perakim will list cases that are subject to dispute. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? I found a case even in our Perek that the Mishnah discusses a dispute, and that is v'habe shamai matirin es hatzarois le'achin. But be shamai permits tzarois to the brother ubeis hillel oisur and beis hillel aser. There's a famous machlokes: are tzarois mutter or are tzarois aser? We've been saying until now, not only is the erva aser, but the tzara is erva as well. But the tzara is aser as well. But be shamai disputes that. Beis Shammai says that Sarah is mutter, and yet the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah on Dabez and Aleph, says not only does the Erva pater, that Sarah paters as well. So we see the Mishnayos, even in the first parak, are willing to list disputes. Says the Gemara, we don't care about Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, b'makom and Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. Beis Shammai in the place of Beis Hillel is not a Mishnah, meaning that's not called getting involved in a dispute. Taking the side of Beis Hillel is not called getting involved in a dispute. So now we come to something very interesting. V'harei eishes achiv shloi hoya ba'olamai. But what about eishes achiv shloi hoya ba'olamai? We know that our Mishnah lists the case of eishes achiv shloi hoya ba'olamai. And as we're about to see, not everybody agrees that eishes achiv shloi hoya ba'olamai is an erva. De pligi Reb Shimon v'rabbanon v'ketani. Tzmachloikis Reb Shimon v'rabbanon. Whether Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'ilamai paters, says Rashi, Reb Shimon Palig Be'Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'ilamai in the second parak, and Reb Shimon says she needs Chalitza, and yet the Mishnah says it. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? B'noilad ulevesoif yibim loy palig Reb Shimon. You know when Reb Shimon holds there's no such thing as Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'ilamai? You have Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven died without children. And Shimon is about to be Miyabim. And Shimon is Miyabim. And then Levi's born. And then Shimon dies. So Levi and Shimon were in the world at the same time. It's just Levi wasn't in the world in the same time as Reuven. And Reb Shimon says, that is not considered Eishes Achav Shalhei Ba'ilamai. However, if Reuven and Shimon were brothers, and Reuven died, and then Levi was born, so Levi was not in the world at the same time as Reuven, and then Reuven's wife falls to him then, and then Shimon marries her, and then Shimon dies. Even Reb Shimon would agree that's Eishes Achav Shalhei Ba'ilamai. Meaning, when does Reb Shimon say, dispute Eishes Achav Shalhei Ba'ilamai? That's if you were not around at the time that the first brother did Yibum, and you came around later when the second brother was alive, and then the second brother dies. But Reb Shimon would agree that if you were born after Reuven died, before Shimon was Miyabim, so you were not a contemporary of Reuven when Reuven died and Reuven's wife fell, and then Levi was born, that is Eishes Achav Shalhei Ba'ilamai. Reb Shimon only disputes the case where Levi was not around when Reuven died and Shimon did Yibum to Reuven's wife, and then Levi was born and then Shimon died. Says Rashi, let's read the Gemara, Benoilad, if Levi was born, Olavasoif Yibim, and then Shimon did Yibum, Loi Palag Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't argue. Says the Gemara, Umashani bin Noilad, Ulevasif Yibim, Loi Palag Reb Shimon. Hecha demes Reuven, Bloi Banim. Where Reuven died without children. Viad Shalai Yibim Shimon. And before Shimon does Yibim Noilad, Levi Achiem, Levi was born, Vaidaz Kukali Yavam. While this woman was still Zakuk to the Yavam, Vahisalai Asura ben Afilazu, and she was Asur in this falling, Mishum Eshav Achav Shai Bailamai, then Vyib Mashim and Shimon does Yibam Umes Blay Banim, and he dies without children. Maida Reb Shimon Shasur La Levi. Reb Shimon's Maida, that she's Asur to Levi. Ho Venesra Alav Shah Achas ben Afila Rishaina, since she was Asur to him for a moment in the first falling. Vechi Palig Reb Shimon. When does Reb Shimon argue? B'yibim Shimon es Eishes Reuven. When Shimon does Yibim to the wife of Reuven, b'achar kach noilad Levi. Rashi says, and then Levi was born. So Levi never had an iser of Eishes Achav Shalhei Ba'ilamai at the time of Nefilo. May Shimon, and then Shimon dies. Dahasam sharilei Reb Shimon libume. Then Reb Shimon allows Yibim. D'loi nafla lefanav mikayach Reuven echav. She did not fall before Levi from Reuven, the first brother. Shemes kvar, Reuven's already dead. V'lay neser olav klum, she never became usher to him. Shek shanafla lefanav, when she fell before him, mikayach Shimon, through the strength of Shimon, shahaya ba'ilamai, nafla. Because when she felt him, she fell from the kayach of Shimon, who Shimon was in the world at the same time as Levi. Says the Gemara, aye, but it is the opinion of an Amora that Reb Shimon disputes the halacha of Eishes Achav Shalhei Ba'ilamai even in a situation where Levi was born right after Reuven died before Shimon did Yibam. So there is a shita that Reb Shimon disputes all cases of Eishes Achav Shalhei Ba'ilamai, and yet the Mishnah lists it. Aiva Amar Rabbeishia Chalakai Reb Shimon Af Barishaina. But Rav Oshia says that Reb Shimon argues even in the first case of the case of Noilad Ulevesoif Yibim. Says Marha Itois Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia was slugged up. Rav Oshia is wrong. So therefore we have no evidence that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, discusses cases that are subject to dispute. So now the Gemara says the big whopper. And we're going to make it so easy. You're going to wonder, why did anyone ever say this is hard? I don't know. That's because if you don't read the whole Rashi, it's very easy. So, but we're not going to read it tonight. We're going to keep it very easy. Says the Gemara, V'ha amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, but Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, v'chein tani Rav Chia. And likewise, Rav Chia said, Bekulan ani karebahen, in all of them, I can say about them, meaning about all the arayos mentioned in the Mishnah. How many arayos are mentioned in the Mishnah? 15. Bitai, bas bitai, bas benai, bas ishtai, bas bena, excuse me, bas bita, bas bena, chamoisai, em chamoisai, em chamiv, achoisai meimai, achois imai, achois ishtai, eshesachiv meimai, eshesachiv shalai bailamai, kalasai. Those are the 15. Okay. About all these 15 cases, we could say the following. If let's say, you ready for this case? You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. I know that was a very creative example of two brothers' names, Reuven and Shimon. And they married two sisters. We're going to make up crazy names for them, Rachel and Leah. How do you like that? So Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Very, very original. So now, Rachel and Leah are sisters. Now, two brothers could marry two sisters. Why not? And now they both die and they fall to Levi and Yehuda. The problem is both Levi and Yehuda cannot marry either one because each one is what we call Achois Sukukasai, which is an Isser D'Rabbanan. Fine. So therefore, what you do is you do Chalitza to both. Excuse me, each brother does Chalitza. You do, each brother does chalitza. However, here's the very interesting thing. What if both sisters that fall are not zakuk to both? Because Rachel is an erva to, let's say, Levi, and Leah is an erva to Yehuda. How could that be? We could apply all 15 arayas of the Mishnah, where, let's say, Rachel is Bitoy of Levi, and Leah is Bitoy of Yehuda. Or Rachel is Bas Bita of Levi, and Leah is Bas Bita of Yehuda. Or Rachel is Bas Benoy Shel Levi, and Leah is Bas Benoy Shel Yehuda. Or Chamoisai, or Kalasai, or you name any of the 15 Arayos. So we have a scenario where Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters, and besides the fact that they're two sisters, they're also, each one is an erva to one. So to the one that they're an erva to, they're not zakuk to. So Rachel is an erva to Levi, and Leah is an erva to Yehuda. So Yehuda could do yibum to Leah. Why? Because it's not Achayis Kukasai, because her sister is an erva to him, and she's not zakuk to him. And likewise, Levi could do Yibam to Rachel, because she is not Achayis Kukasai, because the other woman is not zakuk. You got that? Basically, we start off like this. Two brothers married to two sisters, they both fall to the next two brothers. Technically, neither one could do Yibam to either woman, because each one is Achayis Kukasai, but if these two women, one is an erva to one and one is an erva to the other, so then the brother who is not an erva to Rachel could be miyabim Rachel, and Rachel is not achos zikukasa because the other woman is not an erva to him. And Levi could do yibum to the woman who's not an erva to him, and this woman is not achos zikukasa because the other woman is not zakuk to him because she's an erva. Simple as that. And the Gemara says this is possible by all 15 cases. How? Look in Rashi whenever you want. Tonight, tomorrow, Shabbos, both, all of the above. Rashi explains how all 15 arayos can be explained where two brothers marry two sisters and each sister is an erva of one of the 15 arayos to one brother and the other sister is that same erva to the other brother. You can have by Bitoy, by Kalosoy, by Chamoisoy, but he says, okay, fine. So now the Gemara says like this, B'kulan ani koyer behen, by all the arayas of the Mishnah you could read, ha'asura lezem utar sazeh. the woman who's asr to one brother is mutter to the other. Vasura lazen, the woman who's asr to the other brother, mutar sazah. Be'achoysa, and the other woman, shehi yevimta, which is the fellow yevama, choylat sesai misyabem, so you could do chalitza or yibam. So far, so good. I told you it's easy. Now the Gemara says, v'Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is going to now offer three explanations of, in fact, which of the 15 arayos we could conjure up these cases. Rabbi Yehuda matargim, Rabbi Yehuda explains mechamoisoi ve'elach, that these cases could only be explained from case 7 and on. But case 1 through 6, you cannot have a case of mutar sazah, asur lazah, asur lazah, mutar sazah. Avol shita bavli d'reisha, the first six cases, loy. My taima, why? Because how do you have a case? Let's think for a moment. Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters, and they're both, one is a daughter of Reuven, Rachel is a daughter of Reuven, and Leah is a daughter of Shimon. Excuse me. Reuven and Shimon marry two sisters, right? And Rachel and Leah. Rachel is a daughter of Levi, and Leah is a daughter of Yehuda. Am I saying it right, Reb Nosson? Yeah? Rachel is a daughter of Levi, and Leah is a daughter of Yehuda. Now, how could they both be sisters? Think about it. These two women, Rachel and Leah, are sisters, and one is the daughter of Levi, and one is the daughter of Yehuda? How could two brothers have, each one have a daughter, and these two daughters are sisters? Levi has a daughter, Rachel. Yehuda has a daughter, Leah. And these two daughters from two brothers are sisters? How can they be sisters if their fathers are two brothers? It must be they have the same mother. But how could Leah, how could, right, so that means Rachel and Leah are two sisters. They have different fathers, but the same mother. Let's call the mother Shprinsa. How in the world could both Levi and Yehuda marry Shprinsa? But Shprinsa is Eshes Achiv. Once Levi married her, then how could Yehuda marry her? You know how? Because Levi must have raped Shprinsa. Or Me'anish Shprinsa, and then Yehuda could rape her again. So she, in other words, these two girls are sisters. They have different fathers, but they're sisters because they have the same mother. Because both of their fathers were ma'anis, the same woman. So the case of bitoy is only shayach as an anusa, not from a nesua. Because if they are sisters from nesuin, once Levi married the woman, there's no way for Yehuda to marry her. So it has to be from an anusa. So you'll say, well, maybe Levi was ma'anis her, and then Yehuda married her. Because you could marry Anusas Achiv. Yeah, but in that case, she would. You don't have both of these brothers being able to say, I'm mutter to one and asr to the other. Because the one that raped the woman, in other words, Levi, so the daughter that he had, he could live with maybe one of the brothers died. One second. I'm a little confused. It might be a good question, but I can't even think about it right now. In other words, let's talk about the scenario. Reuven and Shimon, who both died, and Rachel and Leah are falling to their fathers, who are Levi and Yehuda. So Levi could marry Leah, because Leah is what? Is the daughter of... Levi could marry Leah, because Leah is the daughter of his brother from a woman that his brother was Ma'anis. But he cannot marry Rachel, because Rachel is his daughter. Likewise, Yehuda could marry Yehuda could marry Rachel because it's the daughter of the woman who his brother was Ma'anis, but he cannot marry Leah because it's his own daughter. However, if Yehuda married... Oh, I got it. Thank you. If Yehuda married Shprinsa, then he can't marry with either woman. He can't marry either. One is his daughter and the other one is going to be Bas Ishtai. So you don't have Mutar Sazev Asur Lazeh. So therefore, the only way to have Bitai Mutar Sazeh Va'asura Lazeh is if both Levi and Yehuda was Ma'anis, this woman. So Rabbi Yehuda says that we can only translate it from Chamoisai and on. But the first six cases, not. Why? My time, Kivan de Bitai Ba'ainsin Meshkachas. Since your daughter from Ainsin, we find it, meaning from rape. Benesuan la Meshkachasa. From marriage, we don't find it. Benesuan Kamairi. We're only talking about marriage, but Ainsin like Kamairi. We're not talking about Ainsin. What about the other five cases? Bas Bita, Bas Bina, Bas Ishtai. Those cases you could find, but once we're not talking about Bitai, so we're not going to be discussing the next five cases either. Abaye mitargim af Bita me'anusasai. Abaye says, no, we could be talking about those cases. Because we could be talking about Anusa, kivan da ashkuche mishkachasa. Because you could find the case. Iboy mina oinsin tahavi. Either you could have it from oinsin. Iboy mina nesun tahavi. Some cases you could have nesun. As long as you could conjure up a case, even if it's from oinsin, that's good enough. But you know what case we can't be talking about? Aval eishes achiv shaloi hoi bai lamai loi. We cannot have a case of mutar sazav asur lazeh by eishes achiv shaloi bai lamai. Why? Kivan de Reb Shimon hu de mishkachasla, because we could only find a case in the world of Reb Shimon, who says Eishes Achav Shalaya Bailama is only usur to a brother who was around at the time that the woman fell to Shimon, meaning only according to Reb Shimon that Levi is usur to marry the woman if he was around when she fell to Shimon, but the Rabbanon. Loi mishkachasla, according to the Rabbanon who say that Eishes Achav Shalaya Bai Lamai applies even to a brother who was born after the woman fell to Shimon, there is no case of Eishes Achav Shalaya Bai Lamai mutar sazav asur lazeh, and therefore bepuk doloi kamairi. We're not talking about machlokesin. Now, we do have to try to understand what is the case of Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hayu Bai Lamai? You ready? We have to see this Rashi. Let me see if I could get out a chart. I don't understand charts. Let's read Rashi. Okay? Rashi Divrei Hamaskal Eishes Achiv Shaloi Bai Lam. Loi Mishkach Asla, the only way to find a case of basically two women. One is going to be Eishes Achav Shaloi Bai Lamai to one, right? Remember, Reuven and Shimon. And now they both die, and their two wives are going to fall to Levi and Yehuda, and somehow there's going to be Eishes Achav Shaloi Bai Lamai to one and not to the other. Lo mishkach asla ela aliba d'Reb Shimon. D'shari b'yibim, he allows, if yibim was done, will have a soif nalad. And then the brother was born. V'simanech, here is the mnemonic to remember the case. Meis, a brother died. Noilad, a brother was born. V'yibim, and he did yibim. Meis, the brother died. Noilad, a brother was born. V'yibim. Meis, noilad, v'yibim. Meis, noilad, v'yibim. Kugoin, for example. Reuven, v'shimon. V'levi, v'yehuda, b'nei Yaakov. Yaakov has four kids. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. V'nasu Reuven v'Shimon shtei achayos. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. So here's the first thing. Meis, Reuven b'lo banim. Reuven and Shimon married sisters, so Reuven died without kids. V'noilad Yisachar. Yisachar was born. Le'Yaakov. Now, Yisachar is going to be Aser to their sister, to Rachel. Umatza liyivim tai, zukuka liyibam. And she found, now she's zakuk to Yibam, to the brothers, Asurulai. She's now Aser to Yisachar, Mishamesh, Yisachar, Shai, Bai, Lamai. The Yibma Levi, Levi does Yibam. Umeis Shimain. So now this woman, Rachel, is Aser to Yisachar. Now Shimain dies. Achrechein. And now that Shimon dies, Shimon was married to Leah. And now who's born? Zevulun. Umatza alav be'isser. He now finds that he's asur to Zevulun is asur to Leah. V'yivma Yehuda, and Yehuda is miyabim her. Now this woman, Leah, is mutter to Yisachar, because Yisachar was around for this marriage. But she's Aser to Zevulun. Now Umesu Levi. Levi dies. Umesi Levi Vihuda. Levi and Yehuda dies. V'nafla achay salal lefnei Yisachar Zevulun. These two sisters fall before Yisachar and Zevulun. Eishes Levi, the wife of Levi, Asura li Yisachar. Because he was born after she fell to Shimon. Or to all the brothers, Mnei Shabbat, Matzah, Be'isr, Nefilas, Ruvain, because he came and found her to be Aser in the falling of Ruvain, Shaya, Achav, Shaya, Bai, Lamai. But this woman is mutter to Zevulun, because Zevulun wasn't even in the world when she fell the first time, and she was already married to Levi when Zevulun was born. Umutar, so Zevulun, Shabbat, Matzah, Be'heter. Tech Shenoylat Zevulun, when Zevulun was born, Kvar Nisyab, Mezula, Levi. She was already in the Sabbath to Levi. Now listen carefully. This is only according to Reb Shimon that this is not Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai. She's mutter to Zevulun because Zevulun was in the world at the time that Levi married her. When Zevulun came into the world, she was already married to Levi, but according to the Rabbanan, this is Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lamai. So both, according to the Rabbanan, both women are asur to both brothers. But according to Reb Shimon, only one woman is Eishes Achashar Bai Lamai to Yisachar, and the other one is Eishes Achashar Bai Lamai to Zevulun. But according to the Rabbanon, they're both Eishes Achashar Bai Lamai to both, because according to Rabbanon, no matter when a brother comes, if he came after any nefila whatsoever, that's Eishes Achashar Bai Lamai. But according to Reb Shimon, it's only Eishes Achashar Bai Lamai if you are around in the world when the brother is dead and no Yibam was done yet. Ubiyibam alavasayf noilad, shari Rab Shimon. The Eishes Yehuda Asura Lezvulan, the wife of Yehuda, however, is Asur to Zevulun. Because Zevulun was born when Shimon died, and they Shabbat, Matzah, Be'isr, Nefilas, Nesuei, Shimon, Achav, Shaloi, Haya, Ba'ilam. But she's mutter to Yisachar, because Yisachar saw both Shimon and Yehuda. So basically, the only way to have Eish Yisachar Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, where it's Mutaras Lezev Asuras Lezev, is in the world of Reb Shimon, but in the world of Rabbanan, there is no case. So, it is the opinion of Abaye, that you could have a case of Bitoi, because you'll say it's talking about Anusa, but you don't have a case of Eish Yisachar Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, because that only works out in Reb Shimon, and not in the Rabbanon. And in the world of the Rabbanon, there's no such case of Eish Yisachar Shalai Ba'ilamai, uvaplukta loy kamayri. For Rav Safra, metagim, ayaf Eish Yisachar Shalai Ba'ilamai. Rav Safra says, no, you could even say the case is Eishes Achashoy Bai Lamai. Umeshkachas la b'shita achim. And you could have a case, just delineated by Rashi, six brothers, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. Va'alibud Reb Shimon, like we just explained. V'simonich, and the way the mnemonic, to remember the case is, Mace, Ruvain died, Noilad, Yisachar was born, the Yibam, Levi did Yibam, Meis Shimon, and then Zevulun was born, and Yehuda did Yibam. The gnomonic is Mesna of Ivim, Mesna of Ivim. So, according to Rav Safra, you could have a case of Eisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lomai. In the scenario we just read in Rashi, the gnomonic is Mesna Lad Vibim, Mesna of Vibim. Now, Rashi says, on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, V'simanech Mesna of Vibim, Kedaprishas, Ama Midatani Rabchia, Bekulan Ani Koyri Behen, Vafilu Beisha Sachav Shalai Bai Lomai. From the fact that Rav Safra says, from the fact that Rav Safra interprets Rav Chia, that we could conjure up Mutar Sazeva Sorza in all 15 cases, even by Yesh Sazeva by Lamai, so we see that in Rav Chia, the Mishnah is talking about Machloikasin. Because in the world of Rav Chia, the Mishnah is talking about Machloikasin. Because in the world of Rav Chia, you could explain all 15 cases of the Mishnah. Mutar sazav asur lezeh. Says the Gemara, the Rebbe hani kloli lasleh. Rebbe doesn't hold the Rav Chia. Rebbe holds that you can't be speaking about all 15 arayos of a case of mutar sazav asur lezeh. And in fact, we're not talking about Machloikasin. And since we're not talking about Machloikasin, that is why we don't list the case of Anusas Aviv. Okay, Rabbi Sai? This is mamish easy, right? Now, how you have the other 14 cases, Rashi explains. But just for the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara, it's the only two cases that you have to know are the case of Bitai, which is only possible by Anusa, because otherwise how could two brothers have produced two sisters unless they did it from the same woman? And in that case, by the way, Alan, you asked before, maybe the woman died. That's not going to help.
Yes, maybe one of the brothers died.
What?
Levi and Yehuda?
Yeah.
So maybe Levi died, and then Yehuda married the woman. So they could have, the third and fourth brothers could marry the same woman sequentially.
Okay. Here's the problem, Alan. If Levi's dead, then how are they falling to Levi? Right? Because listen. The case is Reuven and Shimon marry these two women, and Reuven and Shimon died, and now they fall to Levi and Yehuda. But so that means Levi and Yehuda have to be alive. Right?
I'll think about it.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I'm telling you, it was kedai to come down to this world just to hear Daf Tesam and Beis of Yivamis. Okay, I don't know. It's amazing. We're already up to Daf Yud. But Hashem should help us understand it. Okay, shkach everyone for listening. Have a great night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.